So what I've asked in both the committee substitute and one or two changes to the floor sub, essentially, is that the Department of Education further its job of educating all of us and all of our citizens. So I asked, first and foremost, that a financial analysis be done that would describe the full cost of implementing Common Core. I've had conversations with the department themselves. They're not quite sure what it's going to cost. They have some sense. Part of the assessment process will require that all the assessments become online, and as many of you are aware, the fact that 2,800 school districts today don't even have broadband access, not to mention the fact that the hardware requirements would be profound. So this report would be required, that DESE would create this report, make this report available. And I think this report will make our job next year all that much easier. To give you a sense of the timeline, in next year's appropriation, the department will have to come forward to seek a special appropriation specific to implementing the Common Core initiative. The first test that will take place will be spring of 2015, and the estimates of what this might cost are somewhere between $200 to $400 million. And this is in addition to what funding is today. So Senate Bill 210 would require that that report be made available. It will, first of all, be created and then be made available to all the public on their website. We'd also ask the department to create a second report specific to the collection of data. Data collection is occurring already. The longitudinal database survey was implemented in 2007 under the Bush administration, and there are a lot of questions around Common Core and what data, additional data will be collected, or who would have that data be made available to. Once that's done, then, we would ask that the department would hold in each of the 8 congressional districts a town hall meeting to present the findings of their studies and in those reports, and then to take public testimony and hear the concerns and the questions that the community has, and that would be that those meetings would be completed before December 31st, and then by the end of January next year, January 31st of 14, that they would create a report that would summarize the findings from their town hall meetings.